We're talking to Chris on the mat once again. Chris, could you tell if it was Mella or was it Bliss?
Well, I couldn't tell either which one because it sounded the same to me. Okay,
same script.
WWE Creative, it is time to get off the cocaine. It is time to get off the white powders. Stop doing the lines. Because you can't write
anymore. I thought that was powdered sugar myself.
The late great Robin Williams would say, cocaine. Little gift to the white man for what you did to us. You take our land, we give you monkey for your back. But no, creative has gone downhill and there's still a monkey knocking on the door right now, wanting back in, and that's old Vince Russo. He's still knocking on the door, wanting a job.
If that door gets knocked down, nah. Not a fan. But anyway, going back, what I thought was the match of the night, the WWE Championship with Shinsuke Nakamura once again battling AJ Styles in a last man standing match that to me was the match of the night. I loved it. Everything from the ring psychology to the physicality. I just thought it was really, really good.
It was very good. But again, AJ comes back and retains his title again. And we're doing the same thing over and over. It's like watching a movie six times in a row, hoping for a different ending every time. But it's not going to happen. I mean, when are they ever going to let AJ lose the belt? I thought it was a good technical wrestling match. Back and forth, those guys were just beating the tar out of each other. And it was a good one. I loved it. I really did.
I thought the couple of the spots that were really good was when Shinsuke tried to do his low blow and it didn't work. Then he got the low blow in. And then as AJ comes back and they're on the floor and he's pretty much taking control of the match, you've got Shinsuke kind of leaning on the table with his legs wide open like he always does in the ring going, "Come on!" And AJ just walloped and said, "Okay, I'm going to..." He did his best Bobby Heel. "I don't know you, that's my purse!" And kicked him right in the gonads, you know?
With all my might, I kicked him as hard as I could in his testicles.
I thought that was funny. Every guy, you know, when that happens, you see that in the ring, you kind of cringe. That's got to hurt me.
Yeah. I've been on the receiving end enough of those kicks in martial arts, and I have sang soprano so high I thought I was going to break glasses one time. It does hurt. I don't care if you got a cuff on or not. It's over. Ping and Pong are not going to be around anymore. They're going to shrivel up and go up inside your throat. No. Like I said, it was a great match. It was a good match. And then the rumor is that this is going to be it for Shinsuke Nakamura. He's done. He's going to leave WWE, hopefully. I hope he does, because he needs to go back to New Japan. At least they'll respect him.
I'm going to tell you why I'm not so sure that that is going to happen, okay? Because in the mobile game that they just released right before Money in the Bank, who's on the front of that, the mobile game? Shinsuke Nakamura, and he's doing his uppercut. You know, that's the move they're doing. Why would they put all that money into doing all the graphics for their mobile game for the cell phones and use Shinsuke like that and then not try to re-sign him? I don't know whether it will happen, but I'd be surprised if it did happen. I think what's going to happen with Shinsuke is he's moving on feud-wise, and he's going to be going up against Jeff Hardy because he did have that match with Jeff Hardy where he did the low blow on Jeff, and now Jeff has got his face paint back on. I think that's the next feud, and they're going to let AJ move on to another feud. So
I'm glad that they're going to have Shinsuke Nakamura and Jeff Hardy go at it. Two good people in the ring. I think they're going to have great chemistry together.
Quickly, just a little insert here. Shinsuke Nakamura did not appear on this week's SmackDown Live show. Reportedly, he had been bitten by a police dog in Bakersfield, California, and he was still dealing with that injury.
I agree with you that they put Shinsuke Nakamura on the cover of a video game. Why are they going to spend all this money on him and then all of a sudden they let him go? Makes no sense.
Yeah.
But these days and times, you never know. I mean,
yeah, and then
that
on the WWE, what do they call it, 2K19, whatever their video game is for the consoles, it's going to be AJ Styles on the front cover. They announced that last week, too. So.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, AJ deserves it. He deserves it, too. I'm wanting a different champion. AJ's had it for a good long time, and I love
AJ. Yeah, it'll happen.
Yes, he's great. But I don't think it'll be Shinsuke. I'll take that back. I think it'll happen. I think Shinsuke is getting tired of being in the WWE. He's never held one belt yet. And they're kind of, you know, his character, now that they turned him heel, it's okay. I mean, it's all right. But like I said, I see a new WWE champion that they have been putting down so much. And now Rusev Day should be the new WWE champion. Happy
Rusev
Day,
did win that little match of the five-way for the number one contender. And I would love to see Rusev become the next WWE champion. Whether he'll do it as a face or a heel, that remains to be seen because Aiden English did a little heel move. And Rusev didn't look like he was too pleased about it, but I think that the Rusev Day would be great as a champion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he needs it. I mean, the only title that man has held is the United States Championship. That's it.
Yeah.
Why not say thank you for doing all these jobs for us and put the WWE title on that man? Well, you did it for Jinder Mahal.
And that was a joke.
And if that's not the biggest jobber I've ever seen in my life, who is
it? Yeah.
I mean, come on. You put the belt on Jinder Mahal. Why can't you put the belt on Rusev? It makes perfect sense.
It does.
You think Rusev Day wouldn't take off after that? Good grief.
Yeah.
So many shirts flying off the shelves, it'd be pathetic.
And they just released a line of Rusev Day shirts for the ladies. They're kind of pink. And by the way, this past weekend, I did drop by Toys R Us. You know, they're going out of business sale. And I found a early Rusev action figure. And I also found a Lana action figure. Uh-huh.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
I like it.
Well, Lana is one hot, hot-looking lady. That man right there, congratulations to you too, sir. Yeah, you get to wake up to something like that right there, which we all would pledge allegiance to the flag. But, you know, come on. These girls, oh my gosh, these storm clouds are looking awful right now.
Yeah.
I don't like that one.
Well, let's move on. Money in the Bank, the big one, the main event with Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, Bobby Roode, The Miz, Samoa Joe, Rusev, and Kofi Kingston of The New Day all battling for the briefcase. And the winner is... You talked about it earlier.
Yeah, Braun Strowman. Strowman won, yes, but I know nothing. I was shocked. I really was. And somebody did a close-up on his face when he grabbed the briefcase, and he had tears coming down his face. But those tears were only for one thing. He knew that Brock Lesnar wasn't there and he couldn't cash in. So, I mean, that's the only reason he was crying, because he couldn't cash in the Money in the Bank. But,
you know, I have read many times that when you see someone crying in the ring after they win a major title, It's not the shock of winning the title itself. It is the knowledge that the promoter, the bosses, have as much faith in them as they do to let them be the face of the company. And those tears were probably genuine on Braun because he realized that the higher ups say, you know what, this is a guy we can hang our hat on for a while. And so I'll be interested to see when he cashes in Money in the Bank. Will it be against Brock, or will they have Brock lose to someone else, and then Braun will cash in either that night or the next night to become the champion?
Well, I think it's time for Brock Lesnar to lose the championship. He's already outdone CM Punk's record for the year that he's held the belt. And he's only signed a part-time contract with the WWE, like he hadn't been a part-timer to begin with. But
that's true.
So, I mean, well, they did a statistic. I mean, CM Punk defended that belt 49 times throughout his year. Brock's only defended his 15.
Yeah.
Not even that. So, yeah, it's time for Brock to go away. Go back to the UFC. Go back to shooting little animals or something. Go back to your wife, Deborah. Do something.
I just don't care anymore. I never have been, and nothing against Brock Lesnar. I just never have been a fan. And then for them to push him as a part-time champion, and, hats off to him for taking the money from Vince and doing it, you know? If Vince is going to pay him that much to be a part-time champ, hey, take that money and run, Bubba. That's all I got to say.
Well, of course. I mean, who is not going to take the money and run and be a part-timer, only having to do a couple of pay-per-views, and you're going to get paid bukus and bukus of dollars, and all you've got to do is defend that title once in a blue moon and then basically stick your finger up in the air to the fans and say, I really don't care for you, I'm just in it for the money.
Yeah, and then have Heyman do all of his work, all of his mouthpiece work.
Well,
so
that was the greatest thing they ever did for Brock Lesnar, is to let Paul Heyman be his manager and to be the mouthpiece for him, because Brock sounds like Mickey Mouse on steroids when he's trying to talk. So, I mean, come on now. I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens. Maybe Braun Strowman cashes in one night on Raw if Brock gets hurt by Finn Balor. You never know. Gets knocked out by Finn Balor. Here comes Braun Strowman. Or Strowman attacks Brock. Who knows what's going to happen with these guys?
I agree with Zane. I would just love to see Brock and Bobby Lashley go at it one time.
Yeah,
Brock and Bobby Lashley would be a fun match. But
yeah.
But anyway, my friend, I think we're wrapped up with Money in the Bank. Do you have anything else you want to get in before we have to wrap things up?
No, not really. I mean, all I've been seeing on New Japan is basically nothing. Now we have a new Intercontinental Champion in Chris Jericho, the Wonder. But other than that, it's not bad. We also have a new IWGP Heavyweight Champion, and finally, the worker that he is. I just lost my memory. It didn't work. Oh, Lord. Kenny Omega is now the new IWGP Heavyweight Champion after 2 years. With the other guy, don't ask me what his name is. I'll break my tongue again. After 2 years of holding that belt, Kenny Omega is now the new IWGP Heavyweight Champion. Congratulations to the worker. He did. It was an excellent match. Back and forth. I mean, really good. Other than that, I really don't have anything else. I really appreciate being on Turnbuckle Trash, though.
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
This isn't a social event. This is a competition where there's one winner. You don't see the outfits before a fight playing with jacks and juice boxes. No, they talk trash and they beat the crap out of each other.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
And today on Dave's blog and also on Turnbuckle Trash, we are going to be talking with Mitch Henlein. Is that how you pronounce your last name,
yeah,
Mitch?
Yeah, oh, okay. Henlein, so, yeah.
Mitch has worked with us here as part of the Cache Valley Media Group for, what?
4 years.
4 years.
Man. Yeah.
Okay. And Mitch went to see the WWE event Saturday night, June 23rd, at West Valley City at the Maverick Center. But it was his first time ever going to a live event. Now, Mitch, you also had your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us your brother's name.
Drew Henlein. He's my twin.
He is.
So we've been womb mates.
He is an awesome young man. And Drew happens to have Down syndrome.
Yes.
Right? Uh-huh. And you take him to a lot of places. I know that.
Yeah, yeah. We've gone to a lot of sporting events, football. He loves college football, so uh-huh. we do that. And but he's been a fan of wrestling for a long time. So.
Oh, and you got to take him to the mm-hmm. wrestling event on Saturday night, and he was so happy. I could see, I would look over every once in a while and see Drew just having a great time, pointing at the wrestlers, yelling at them. And then I'd look over and I'd see you, and you were kind of like, oh, this is pretty cool. This isn't bad, is it? Yeah. So that was your first time too, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Unless you count the wrestling matches Drew and I had growing up, where he would, you know, imitate what he saw on TV. Yeah, that was our first time.
Yeah,
you
know, and he put that elbow right into your throat, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Mitch, I know you haven't been a big fan, but you've watched it a few times on TV?
Yeah, I mean, I watched it with Drew a few times. When I was like 10 or 11, I would go to a friend's house and they'd be watching it. So I watched a little bit of it back in the Sting era, back mm-hmm. when he was really big, but mm-hmm. I hadn't seen it in a few years.
And I told you last week mm-hmm. when I found out you were going to be going to the event with your brother Drew that you would become more of a fan. I'm going to ask you, Mitch, are you now a fan of professional wrestling?
Yes, yeah, yeah. I mean, when it's on, I'm pretty sure I'll stop and tune in a little bit more. Especially now that I'm familiar with a lot of the guys and I've seen them up close in person. Bobby Lashley, I mean, he was huge. I could not Ooh. Believe that. And
yeah.
You know, yeah, yeah. I'm for sure gonna follow it more.
Yeah, Bobby Lashley also fights in Bellator. I don't
Bellator.
Know if you knew, MMA type fighting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cage fighting. And then you saw at the same match, you saw Braun Strowman.
Yes.
Braun Strowman is, what, 6'7" in each direction? He is monster.
I believe it, yeah. He is.
Strong.
Yeah.
Unreal strong.
I would hate to be put in any situation yeah. Where Braun Strowman was angry with me.
You know, I don't know if I should. I'm going to go ahead and tell this. I'm not going to use names, but there was a gentleman who is a local professional wrestler, mm-hmm. and you and your brother met him. He
okay.
was telling me that he was going to go work out at the gym Saturday, and there were a bunch of the wrestlers there. And he actually posted on Facebook a picture of him with Elias, you know, walk with Elias. Remember,
oh, okay.
remember that part? He said, but he couldn't get a picture with Braun Strowman, and there were actually words between the two of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Something to do with the parking lot. But anyway, that does happen. Uh-huh. If you have any kind of celebrity, sometimes you just don't want to deal with it. You just want to do what you're wanting to do and get it over with. So I understand that, but I was kind of surprised when my friend told me about that. So anyway, you saw women's matches. You saw mm-hmm. tag team matches. You saw comedy matches.
Yeah, the dance-off. That was pretty neat.
The dance-off with Fandango and Curtis Axel of the B-Team. That was pretty funny.
Uh-huh,
right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
So you got an opportunity to see basically what professional wrestling is about. What were some of your thoughts about what professional wrestling you thought it was now compared to now?
One of the things that stuck out the most to me is the fans and how into it the fans get. I mean, it's just like, you know, any college football or basketball or whatever game I've been to, those fans are in it. They're hanging on every punch, everything, you know. You can tell that they have a passionate, passionate fan base.
And they do. And then, yeah. then seeing the families was what amazed me.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of that.
Zane brought his child with him. And then there was a gentleman sitting right next to me. It was kind of fun. He had like a little, maybe 2.5, 3-year-old, had him on his lap the whole time explaining what was going on. This kid was getting into it. So I said something, man, your kid is really cute, and it's really cool to see you doing this. He says, well, I'm kind of doing this out of respect to my dad. His dad was sitting right next to him. He said the dad did the same thing to him, made him a fan. He says he's going to pass it on because it was such a bonding moment between he and his dad. So, but I got to ask, who's your favorite?
Oh, I like Bobby Lashley. He was cool. And you know who else I like was Bayley.
Bayley.
She seemed fun. She seemed energetic. She seemed to really get the crowd going too.
Yeah, she was in the opening match.
Mm-hmm.
Bayley is the hugger. I don't know if you knew that or not.
The hugger. The personality fits. Yeah, seems like it.
She goes around hugging people all the time. And I told you last week I thought you would be more of a fan, and I think you are now. You understand that it is pageantry. Mm-hmm. It is incredible athleticism. I know I had Adam sitting right next to me, and he's been watching wrestling a little bit, but not a whole lot, so he didn't understand a whole lot. And I'm going to actually be talking to him. And he was amazed at how they could jump off the top rope, in between the ropes, jump out of the ring, into the ring. Very, very – you can see – as a sports fan, how these guys can get hurt.
Oh, yeah. There were so many moments when I, like, put my hand over my mouth and just gasped, you know, because I can't believe they just did that type moments, you know.
Yeah, it's incredible. I think my favorite match was actually the women's championship match.
Oh, that tag team?
No.
Yeah, it wasn't a tag team. It was
with Alexa Bliss.
Alexa Bliss and, yeah.
Sasha Banks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to give you a little trivia here.
Okay.
How old are you?
30.
30 years old. Okay. So, Sasha Banks, her cousin is Snoop Dogg.
Really?
They are cousins. I think second cousins, I think. Anyway, Snoop Doggy Dogg, and he's actually come to the ring with her at the big events and things like that. So. But would you go again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you recommend somebody to go again?
Yeah, I would. I would bring my friends, show them. I mean, I was Snapchatting them the pics of it the whole time, you know.
It is an event that even if you don't understand what's going on, I think going that first time and seeing everything that goes into it, I think people can say, you know what, this isn't what I thought it was. It's a lot better. And I think a lot of people just don't really want to give it a chance because of something that's happened in the past. Or I like to think, you do know it's fake, don't you? What? I'm sure somebody can jump off the top rope with their knee into somebody's skull and not only not crush the guy's skull, but also not take their knee and just completely out. It's choreographed.
Uh-huh.
It's predetermined, but incredible athleticism, wouldn't you say?
Yes, yes. And it was just fun. It was just fun. It was like a rock concert mixed with, you know, a sporting event type deal.
That is a great analogy. And then the ring announcer, the man who brought out the acts or the professional wrestlers, who was announcing them coming in, is a guy named Byron Saxton.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he did such a great job announcing. But to listen to him when he does TV commentary, he comes across as the biggest nerd in the world. But here he was doing the announcing, and I was going, dude, where are you on Raw and when you're doing the commentary? But I was impressed with Saxton. I even yelled at him a couple of times. And remember when so the people that don't understand some of the wrestling, there's a wrestler named Elias, and they took their little intermediate break so people could go buy stuff at the concession stand to make money. And then they set up a chair in the middle, and they put also in there a microphone and everything they would need. Did you realize what was going on with Elias when he first came out and he started playing the guitar, singing along?
What do you mean, realize going on?
Did you realize that was part of the professional wrestling act?
Oh, yeah. I figured there was It was building up to something. Yeah.
So you got to walk with Elias.
Uh-huh.
he does this, and he's a pretty good guitar player, decent singer.
Yeah.
And they bring out the glorious Bobby Roode, who's actually one of my favorites. I love that glorious song he comes out to. And they do a little bit where Bobby Roode was singing along with Elias, and they were doing Sweet Child of Mine.
Yes.
Just, I was laughing out loud at how bad that was. And it was supposed to be bad with Bobby Roode.
Uh-huh.
But it was something that I always enjoy when I go see professional wrestling. Not just the big guys like the WWE, but also the smaller promotions. I've never been to an Impact, never been to ROH. I do follow them. But there are a couple of local promotions down in Salt Lake City, and I hope people will give a chance. UCW Zero, and also there's one called WAR, the Wrestling Association of the Rockies, and one called Epic that I know some of the guys in every one of them, tremendous individuals, mm-hmm. a lot of fun. So if you get a chance, you know, it's a little violent, and sometimes it can get a, you know, you don't want a little 10-year-old to be there uh-huh. because it gets a little bit risque in some of the promotions. But overall, it is pretty good family entertainment. Fun time. I told you, Mitch, you would be a fan. And just say, Dave, you're right.
You are right.
I am.
Definitely right.
I am the man with the plan. I am so pretty. I am the women's pet, the men's regret. I am the prince of pretty. I am the king of Cuteville. I am Dave Denton. Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair,
woo!
Whoever Dave Kerr is the luckiest man in the world to get to pull over and say, wow. It was a shock. I had picked The Miz to win, and what do you know who won the pony? Here comes Braun Strowman. Open the checkbook and let's see what goes up.
Like you said, being a 7-foot stupid idiot.
I would hate to be put in any situation where Braun Strowman was angry with me.
Although I've lost my sanity every time I watch Raw and SmackDown. He looks like somebody, if you were walking down the street and you saw this man right beside you, would either wonder, well, I don't know if I'm going to make it down this way of the alleyway or this way of the alleyway, because that guy right there looks nuts.
Bobby Lashley? I mean, he was huge. I could not Ooh. Believe that. And
yeah.
Oh, he left a bad knee. Oh, his knee is so bad. Remember, he hurt it.
You know what? I have more Twitter followers than you do. Come on!
Controversy creates cash.
Remember the name of the pay-per-view, Money in the Bank?
Uh-huh.
They sell merchandise. They sell okay, yes. merchandise. And it Ooh. Is all about the money and the uh-huh. bank. Take that money and run, Bubba.
Take a selfie on stage with Shania Twain at her concert at the Bell Center. I'll take it.